Hello there, and welcome to In Your Own Kin. I'm your host, Charlotte. I'm a lover of great food, sometimes artist, sleep-in advocate, storyteller, mama, and postpartum professional in Naarm, Melbourne. Each week, I'll be chatting to families about their journey into parenthood, the grandest of adventures. Parenting is beautiful, messy, sparkly, hard work. You were never meant to do this alone. It's time to get comfy in your own kin. In Your Own Kin acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land where you are listening to today's episode. I pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging, and recognize that the telling of stories has happened here since time immemorial. In Your Own Kin is recorded by the Birrarung on the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. Sovereignty of these lands has not and is not ceded, and it remains stolen. This always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Hello there. It is so lovely to be back potting with you. Today's episode is extra special as I am joined by so many amazing guests. It's been a heck of a 2 years, hasn't it? In September, when things were feeling particularly grey, I asked people to share snippets of the magic and joy filling their days. The messages and pictures that have landed in my DM since that call out have been such a beacon of love and light for me. For me, the slower days made way to truly marvel at the wonder in the simple things. We have spent hours in our garden watching ants, seeing the flowers bloom, and watching our seedlings grow. There have been days when it has felt so darn hard to keep on keeping on, especially in the stretches when it felt like things may never change. But this precious time to just be us three has given me the space to strip things back and to be truly present with Rue. Seeing the world through their eyes has given me the space to marvel in the magic that is waiting for us in every moment. Thank you, Leafia, for picking daisies with me, for your sloppy kisses, and for bringing us so much light. Thank you to my very own kin for door drops, love letters, parcels, endless video calls, and for watching so much below deck with me. As we reemerge, adventures further afield, hugging some of my favourite people, long and lazy catch-ups and laughs, and the long-awaited return of childcare and some much-needed alone time have brought me so much joy. Thank you to you for being here. Thank you for sending me pictures of your garden, your lockdown projects, and updates as you get to hang with your very own kin. An extra special thank you to the guests here today. Your messages have made me laugh and cry. Thank you for so perfectly capturing this time. I hope you enjoy this special episode of the show.
Hello, lovely. I wanted to tell you about two things that are making these days feel a little bit brighter. The first is choosing to answer unscheduled video calls from your friend, even though you're still in your dressing gown with your bed hair and halfway through changing a nappy, only to delight in the fact that they're also in their dressing gown looking after their little one. And the other thing is that my sweet babe started babbling, and it is just the best to listen to her voice and to hear her experiment with volume and pitch and just being a fantastic little communicator. She's the boss and she's letting everyone know about it.
We're in what seems like the never-ending year of lockdown here in Melbourne, and what's bringing sparkle and wonder into our lives is that we've finally started to really enjoy the toddler stage with our twins. They are about 20 months corrected now. They're almost 2 in actual age, and it is just the most fun. They're so funny, so sassy. Every single day they're picking up new words and phrases. Watching their bond grow together has just been the most beautiful thing. So even though the days are dark sometimes, they're just bringing so much sparkle and joy into our lives. And others, I hope, too.
little bit of joy that I am feeling in lockdown comes from a simple mug. So a friend of mine made, myself and our other friend, a mug with an illustration of the three of us sitting under a tree. And whenever I drink out of it, I send a photo to my friends of me with the mug and a few words on how I'm feeling on that day. And then at some point during the day, I get a photo back of one of my friends with the mug and just what they're holding in that moment. And it's such a simple thing, and yet I feel so held and supported and connected, just knowing that, knowing that they're there and that we're there for one another, even if it's in the dream of sitting under a tree together.
I love waking up in the morning, grab a cup of tea, walk out in a garden and watch the plants, insects, birds, honouring the day and saying, we're here. Be here.
Something that brings me joy in this grey time, well, I really try and make the most of family time, and we really like to, even though, you know, the weeks can kind of blur into one, the days blur into one, we like to try and keep the weekends really special. So something we love doing on Sundays is we make Sundays pancake day. And we go for a walk together, walk to our local cafe and get a coffee. And Emily, our daughter, stays in her little push trike and she loves it.
Hi, Charlotte and the In Your Own Kin listeners. My name is Erin. I have been friends with Charlotte for more than a decade. We are both from the same small seaside town in Western Australia. I am so, so excited for restrictions to lift. Whilst lockdown gave me space to pause and rest, I definitely get my energy from being around people and doing things and going places. And the fact that we're able to do all this at a time that coincides with all of the spring flowers blooming and the trees being the greenest of green, and the days are longer and the temperature is getting warmer, it's just so wonderful to me. I also am very grateful for the opportunity to swim again. I was very landlocked in my 5 kilometre radius during lockdown. So being able to submerge myself just feels so therapeutic and I love it so much. To all of your listeners, I hope you find a lot of joy in the next few months as things return to normal.
The biggest joy for me has been seeing my daughter Sienna, who's now 1.5, have her world open up and have the ability now to create her own community, to be able to give big cuddles to little friends and just find her people a little bit more, learn who people are and just develop a sense of herself and her world and who she is within it. It's amazing. It's sad that we were locked in for so long and deprived of that, and it's, I think, shown how special it is now that we can have it all back again.
What is bringing magic into my life as we re-emerge into the world is feeling into my decisions and curating my life and making the chaos that is happening work for me. So really taking the opportunity to create from the chaos. I am choosing how I live my life because there's so much going on, and the pause allowed me space to recalibrate, align, and explore. And it's not until you asked me this question did I realise how magic that actually is.
What would you like to say?
Butter.
Yeah.
Butter.
And what are your favourite things?
Park.
Yeah, the park. And what about the birds?
Birds.
The birds. You love listening to the birds.
There's a bird out there now.
What else do you like? Oh, yes. That's the plug.
Plug.
Yeah, tell us. You want to do some drawing? That is one of your favorite things.
Hi, I'm Nathan. I'm calling in from the lands of the Woiwurrung people of the Kulin Nations in Melbourne's northern suburbs. And I'm loving the emergence out of lockdown. But I'm also trying to be very intentional about those rituals and the magic that I discovered when the days were much simpler and quieter and stripped back. And I'm trying to keep those things that I discovered part of my days now, which I'm finding very tricky, of course, with kind of being able to go back out to work and to have dinner with friends again and go on road trips and do all of the things that I'm so happy to have back, but which do blur the lines of our days somewhat. And so without being too hard on myself, I'm trying to fit them in when I can. And some of those things for me are as simple as kind of getting up. This is one of the things that I love during lockdown was kind of getting up, lighting a candle in my lounge room and moving my body with yoga or sitting with my breath or doing some kind of fun chanty meditation, you know. So having that time and then brewing my tea with leaves and flowers that I've picked from the garden, heading out for a walk down on the Merri Creek, which is not far from here. And that flower tea has been one of my lockdown joys. I've been making those and putting all these little kind of fun concoctions together with flowers from the garden. And I've been painting too, which I really loved and want to continue. Have never done that before, but I was just painting flowers in the garden, and it's really a beautiful practice of attention, noticing the colors and the shapes of a flower and then kind of replicating them with the paint. So it's been a gift. There have been so many gifts, so many juicy morsels. And thanks for this question and this invitation to hold on to what has been special through a pretty dark and heavy time.
Hey, Charlie. It's Renee here from Fill Your Cup, postpartum doula in Hobart. Thank you so much for inviting me to share what is bringing me joy and magic in my day at the moment. And it would certainly be being surrounded by nature and making our very big family move to the beautiful Apple Isle of Tasmania, exploring new places and surroundings with my daughter has just been everything I needed after the years that we have had in Melbourne. So thank you for letting me share that with you all.
The magic in my day has been being part of playgroup. We had our Christmas party today, and playgroup has meant that my beautiful mother's group has been able to continue catching up every single week. We share laughs about what our kids are doing, and we celebrate each other's milestones, and we provide a shoulder when we need one. It has been the most beautiful part of my life, and I'm so glad Ren and I get to experience that with some beautiful women.
What is bringing magic to my days since coming out of lockdown would be catching up with friends, hugging people that I love, going for coffees and taking my little baby to the beach and doing fun things out and about. Just the simple things in life are what makes me happy out of lockdown. Doesn't have to be expensive or fancy, just spending time with friends and having fun.
Almost a year ago to the day, I shared a post reflecting on Rue's first year. How I felt then still rings so true. I marvel at the wonder we manage to honour in the mundane. So much of this year has been filled with tiny rituals, sparkles to fill even the greyest of days. These gorgeous voice messages and the countless other DMs from people sharing snippets of the magic in their greyest of days has reminded me of just how resilient we are. It's been a heck of a time. I hope that for you and your very own kin, the haze is lifting, that you have the space to come together with those you love, and that you are reminded every day of just how amazing you are.
It is such a joy to share these stories with you each week. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone in your very own kin. You can see all of the gorgeous images of the families that join me each week and get the latest news from Kin on Instagram @KinByCharlotte. I can't wait to chat with you next week.